Hello and welcome to Under New Management, the podcast that examines new and notable management research that can enhance your effectiveness as a leader in your organization. I'm Mike Johnson, an assistant professor in the Foster School of Business at the University of Washington in Seattle. In this episode, I talk with Sabina Sonnentag, who is a chair in work and organizational psychology in the Department of Psychology at the University of Konstanz in Germany. We talk about a paper she recently published in the Journal of Applied Psychology that looks at how recovery experiences affect people's moods at work the following day. Sabina Sonnentag, welcome to Under New Management.
Nice to be here.
Well, Sabina, you've done research on recovery experiences from work. Can you explain to us what recovery experiences are and why they're important?
Yeah, recovery experiences refer to what do people experience after work, so when they come home or engage in another leisure activity. And with recovery experiences, we refer to experience such as detaching from work, so switching off, not thinking about work during off-job time. We refer to relaxing, so really calming down, but also we refer to experience such as mastery experiences, doing something new, learning something, and also what's important is the feeling of control of your own time. Why they are important? Actually, we know that jobs are very stressful these days, so people are strained or are even in danger of burning out. And what's important to remain healthy and to be energetic at work is really to have some time to calm down, to switch off, to really not think about work and really to sort of go back to the baseline or near the baseline at least in order to feel fresh again and to feel energetic again the next day at work.
Right. I can see how this is important. So many of us take our work home with us and aren't able to detach. Can you give some examples of some real examples of what some recovery experiences might be?
Some people really like to engage in some kind of sport activity or also exercise. So that's one issue what people like to do. And we know from research and from reports that particularly these exercise or sport activities are very helpful for detaching and for recovering.
Mm-hmm.
Another activity might be really engaging in family life. So, for example, playing with your children. So really get immersed in, I don't know, constructing a house or building a train or whatever your kids are doing.
Right.
Or some others maybe like to really go into cooking, prepare nice meals or exotic meals or whatever. So these are what's helpful generally are activities that have the potential that you really forget everything around you and go into these activities.
Well, what do we know from past research about recovery experiences?
Actually, one can differentiate between research which has looked on activities, so the question, what are people doing?
Uh-huh.
And one can look more at these psychological experiences. With respect to activities, research has shown that sport and exercise is very, very helpful. What's also helpful for many people are social activities, so going out with friends, talking over the phone, or these kind of things. And what this line of research has also shown, sort of fortunately, unfortunately, is that job-related activities, so also other work activities, are detrimental for recovery. So, I mean, if you continue working during evening hours, that might be good for getting things done, for finishing something, that's not good for recovering. And this means, actually, it's not good for well-being, it's not good for affect, and often also it's not good for sleep.
Wow, okay. Well, so then what research questions did your study try to address?
In this study, we aimed to go away from the activities because we thought, and many people told us, okay, it's not so important what you do, but how you do it or how you experience it. For example, with respect to relaxation, there are numerous ways to relax, and some people like to read, for example, others like to go for a light walk or to take a bath or whatever. So it's not the activity that matters, but this aspect of relaxation in it. Or also with respect to detachment, you can do it in a broad range of different activities.
Mm-hmm.
So we aim to look at these experiences. And in the specific study, we really took a day-level approach, so really looking each evening over the course of one working week, how are people experiencing their free time?
Mm-hmm.
And then we examined how does this relate to affect the next morning before people go to work. So in other words, does it matter if I detach from work for how I feel the next morning before I start working again? For example, is it good if I forget about work, or doesn't it matter, or is it maybe even detrimental forgetting about work because it might be even harder to start over again?
Sure.
These were the questions, actually.
Okay, so just to clarify for people who may not be familiar with the way we often use the term affect, so when you talk about affect, this is really people's feelings, their emotions, their moods.
Yes.
So your study is sort of looking at how do these recovery experiences, one of the things was how do they affect people's moods the following morning?
Yes, exactly. And we differentiated between four, you might say, types of moods. So what we call negative affect, so feeling tense, feeling maybe also a little bit angry. And another component is fatigue, so still feeling tired, maybe also exhausted. Another is what we call positive affect, so feeling active, feeling engaged, feeling interested, so really energetic. And the fourth one is serenity, so feeling calm, feeling content, maybe also relaxed.
Well, what were your results?
The results were, so we looked mainly at recovery experiences and also sleep. And with respect to recovery experiences, we looked at psychological detachment, so not thinking about work, forgetting about work, switching off. The second experience was relaxation, so calming down. And the third one was what we call mastery, doing something challenging, learning something, maybe broaden your horizon, go over the limits, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And we found that, first of all, sleep is very important, so duration of sleep and particularly sleep quality.
Okay.
And then in addition to that, all three recovery experiences are important, but they show specific patterns. So detachment is particularly important for not feeling tense and not feeling fatigued. Relaxation is very important for what we call serenity, so for feeling calm, for feeling content. And mastery experiences are important for feeling active, for feeling energetic, interested, and so on. So sort of the mood or the feelings of the next morning sort of reflect what people have done or experienced during the past evening.
Okay, so just to recap there, so detachment helped people to feel sort of less tense and less fatigued.
Exactly.
And relaxation helped people to feel more calm and serene.
Yes.
And then these mastery experiences or things that people did that sort of challenged them, like maybe participating in a hobby or something like that, those sorts of things made people feel more energetic the following
morning. Yes, exactly.
Okay, can you tell us what are the practical applications of your research for organizations?
And for organizations, the practical implications are that really organizations should be aware of the importance of recovery, not just to always to put pressure on the employees to perform and to perform, but also to acknowledge that recovery is important. A lot of overtime surely is something that impedes recovery already logically because you do not have any time to calm down, to recover.
So organizations that are encouraging their employees to work in the evenings, you know, I have a number of friends who continue to receive emails on their BlackBerries that are work-related in the evenings.
That's really a phenomenon we see very often nowadays, or so checking emails or also and using the cell phone, and you can phone everyone until late at night and expect that also people are available, or that also during the evenings they again check their emails. That's something what our research would suggest. That's really not good for mood actually the next morning.
Yeah, and mood we know is related to a lot of things at work.
Exactly. So it's related to performance. It's particularly related to creative performance. So it's not just feeling good what's important, but it's really also important for performance. And so it's also important to take mood into account or to really try to improve mood.
Right. Okay. Well, Sabina, this research, I think, is great and highly practical. But can you give us what is the bottom line for managers?
The bottom line for managers is that also managers should acknowledge that recovery is important, meaning encourage the employees to recover at least from time to time, or even be more drastic if they have employees who continue working without any breaks or during nights over and over again, really to actively try to encourages employees really to take a break, to recover, to calm down, to relax, or to do something new, to do something that broadens their skills or competences in order to stay healthy and productive.
We've been talking with Sabina Sonnentag from the University of Konstanz in Germany. Sabina, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast.
It was a pleasure for me. Thank you.
Thank you for downloading Under New Management, a podcast of the Organizational Behavior Division of the Academy of Management. The OB division has over 5,000 members dedicated to the science and practice of organizational behavior. For more information about the OB division, visit www.obweb.org. For more information about the Academy of Management and its over 17,000 members worldwide, visit www.aomonline.org. Computer support for this podcast is provided by Vu Tran.